You know you haven't found it. You don't go listen to Jermaine. You don't come sit listen to him talk. Once you have found your comfort, that's where you are. And that's where you stay. And again, I'm going to repeat, it does not matter. There are many, many things that can be handled that do not require, quote, the boss there all the time. So it's easily done by commuting. But when we talk of a helicopter service here, that is one of the only ways that the ones in Futuronic will consider having it here, is that they have the ability to get back and forth to Los Angeles and Hollywood and their sources and resources in a few minutes. So it's one of the first things when that studio opens that we must have is regular commuting ability. Now, for instance, I'm not saying, Bruce, you've got to do that. I've got at least four, some of which I've already brought forth. But why would I go to Thomas Doolittle if Bruce Schultz would like to do it? These are the things being put out now to the ones, and these are the final times. You once had to put forth some proposals and realize that everyone you put out there is being accepted by at least four funding sources. That is for your input. No one believed in the beginning anybody would do any of it. Look over the last year. Nothing has been taken away. Everything has gotten better. People who will be funding for you the minute they start cooperating with us, their worlds have opened like you cannot believe. And yet darkness will be out there impounding and impacting you until you cannot believe it. It will hit you through your children, through your spouses, and unless you clear your space through yourself. And if there is anything lacking in the group of receivers who go especially out to do their job on the open, let us call it the open stage, is that they are playing to a room of dark energies. And if they do not carefully clear their space, the dark energies will get them every time. And I made myself old around here. It requires as many seconds as there are in a day. And you can get it down to a signal device to yourself. It takes only a split second to think divine light, just that time. Conjure up what you wish to accomplish, give it a name, a signal word, and use it. The hardest part for you parents is the dark energies will bombard your children and try to dissuade you from your direction. And it will eat away at you and eat away at you. And what you might perceive as God letting you flounder is simply that the dark energies are at work. And if you allow them to help you make your plans, they'll do you in every time, whether it be Australia with your main group, it isn't the right direction, and they're not being cautious enough.
Excuse me a minute, Linda. Alan said, honey, this is Bruce and Marge and Shields.
Right.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Clayton.
Well, I'll talk about that again. You see, all the while, ones are wrestling with their inner guidance system. The little naughty ones are right there. And you see, they have to be there. You have no balance without them. You have to learn to control them. I mean control them.
What sort of instructions, Amanda, do they obey the most quickly and thoroughly?
If you are not of the divine light, remove. They can lie to you. They have permission to do that. There are times and cycles when they are given even more permission to operate their little wiles on you. The darkness cannot create. Only the light creates, but the darkness can destroy. I don't like the term devil. Man calls the leader of the dark forces devil. Don't ever make the error in discernment of saying there is no such thing. There is a dark brotherhood. There was the light, the sun that fell from grace. And it is the balance, the negativity you would not have, the joy of the positivity. And you must give up judging it. You can only bless it for the gifts it gives you. Even if you perceive it as grieving. I had such long faces, and I got so thrust at. Last Thursday afternoon. Because you had experienced what you perceived to be a dastardly deed done unto you in a courtroom. All is balance, and what goes out comes back to you. Well, everybody said they'd gotten more than their share back. But I will tell you now, I look around this room, and I know every one of you know I bought you almost unlimited time by what happened last week. You cannot judge what is the obvious. In fact, what is the obvious is the hardest to judge. It is usually not what it appears to be. And those ones will take care of themselves. One has already had a very bad accident, of which they'd like to blame you, wouldn't they? Well, if something weren't at work in that courtroom, who would have ever thought to blame you? There was no joy in their winning last week, was there? And it didn't work anyway. It just made your case stronger when it gets there. And unfortunately, and I'm sorry that your world works like this, is going to cost you some money. You see, it was planned that way. Not by us. By the law. You cannot go in there, can you? Without paying an attorney. And these are the systems you have to see. You do not understand them until you experience it. I can tell you not to touch something because it's hot. And so help you, you'll figure a way to test me. Even if you lick your finger and barely touch it. See if it sizzles.
Not me.
Bullshit. I am always nice, is your perception of the word. I was trying to give him an elimination. Not waste. And even that, you see, is not waste if it is properly recycled. But I'll tell you this, if all of you sit back while the masters rain down their piety on you according to the way the speakers and the writers have predetermined that they will be, a lot of truth will come. But what is complained about in the Bible will come to be again. If man will not sit down and do what we ask, it's all right to play around with a commander hat on. It's even all right to play around with an ascended master Germain.
Hello.
Pause it.
Yes. Good.
We'll try to get this wrapped up this afternoon to bring some kind of comfort or whatever. I just usually come and stir everybody up. When you start changing the word of intent of God, you're lying to yourself. And I heard Dorma trying to struggle along here to explain a testing system or whatever. You ones put such connotations on things that I'll tell you quite frankly, sometimes the way you use the word love bothers me a whole lot more than bullshit. And yet, ones who perceive a limited God will not be able to perceive that that same God would come to your, quote, vulgar human level and lower himself to say such a vulgar, crude term. That is nonsense. There is no way to get lower than God gets, for he dwells within yourself. And if you don't like the term, then maybe you wipe it from the mouths of man. Don't worry about whether or not Germain said it. And it is unimportant whether he did or did not say it. What happens when you receive it? Have you automatically cast him out as an energy worth your while? Will Dorma sit there, or any ones of you who write, supposing Germain wishes to use the term with you, Bruce, you'd probably pause a minute.
I think I'd get writer's cramp, bro.
Dorma threw up.
Really?
Clear your space. Ask in the light. And say, if you are of the darkness, get thee from me. I demand in the name of the universal source, God. And if he sticks around, it's Germain, and he's testing you. You don't have to get up on a stage and use it every other breath. But you can bet your belly button he is going to see if you choose to change his lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes out from you, and this one says, oh, what is going to happen when somebody reads that or hears it?
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And the first one that responded immediately told us what we needed to know. He is not the one to run the information center. He will censor.
Interesting.
He will assume without knowledge, and he will censor. There is a reason for what we do. We do nothing carelessly. We have great scanners, great probabilities. And further than that, the masters stand at my elbow. And they don't need the scanners. You're in the final days of sorting of the group that will lead. And we're not going to have one who condemns and judges. We're going to have ones who discern with good judgment as to running businesses. And it's going to be the Father's business. So egos will be laid aside. Great abundance will flow because that is the nature of God. What you put into God's work, you get back 100,000, 10,000-fold. But first you have to believe it. That's why I say, if you give expecting to lose, count on it. Because you've already set it up. If you give expecting it back, and it's God's work, you'll get it back in such abundance you won't be able to hold it all. That's the way and the law of the universe. So you can get by with giving, kind of thinking it might be God's work and maybe I'll risk it. And you're going to get it back anyway. Because we can look into the hearts of ones. But you have many on the fringes who like to receive, stay in touch, and are waiting. Until you have done all of the work, all of the trusting, and then, okay, you've proved it to me, now come. God doesn't work that way. You've got to do a little bit risky. You don't have to risk it all. And I don't talk money. I loathe money. And you ones think you've got to have it. It has hurt me. I've had to withhold it to prove that you can do it without it. But it's damn hard, isn't it? And yet we would have one say, well, if Hatton is such a big deal, and Germain did it back in the I Am times, just give us a handful of diamonds. Have you ever tried to convert a handful of diamonds? They'll have you in the pen for having stolen them. What you want is the barter that you now have and use a portion of it. In fact, I think maybe Germain did a better job of that than I can do. Rick, would you find this morning's writing? We don't need to talk about Debbie or teeny little things, but I would like to hear that read, I think. Debbie, the child of this one, is having some great, great tribulations in her life. And you see, these are instructive lessons every morning, and so personal things get on or off, and it just isn't applicable to the group as a whole. Also, another thing happens. I'll just
put in here, you see. In the morning, sometimes Dorma is a great Lusage. At 4 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of hard to think. It's cold in here, and it's dark in here. And she's sitting there writing in the dark. And very often, Germaine especially likes to come and sit and say some very beautiful things about the morning. Well, that just bore some people to death, you know. Well, the message wasn't for them. Are you having trouble with it?
Which part would you like read?
Just start reading it. The only part that will just take up time and is of no interest to anyone is where it speaks of Debbie.
That's what I thought. That's what I was scared of. I am Germaine in the mighty I am, in the mighty presence of I am. In the violet ray I am. I recognize that which I am is that which you are, the totality of the universe. It is time again to look beyond the perturbations of the oscilloscope that bind you to the moment. To transmute those things which seem to hold your wings clipped and flightless. Bring within, without. First, the prodding of the day. Call either Linda Woods or Janet and see if that hearing can be set forth as long as possible by his own count, Horns, that's the attorney. All truly do wish it to be from your constant attention. We must clear Dorma. Call John Jeffers and give him update. Fax public letter and tell him you can get by on increments as you will not yet have to deal with Santa Barbara savings and loan, but will have to pay fees, attorneys, etc.
See, we have to deal with every day. We're in a business here. I'm not sending forth great messages. Germaine is not sending forth great messages from this. Although, in every one, there are great messages for all ones, and it will show up later. But we will sit in the morning, and the one most appropriate will come and have her write. She needs the practice. We have multitudes of information to bring forth on this place. And all of you will be writing. And a lot of it will be absolutely non-applicable to anyone else. Or there may be four of you, or three of you, or two of you. It's very practical. Go on, please.
You see, you could handle legal and form corporation with as little as $4,000 to $5,000. Make it as easy as possible for this week and next. This would not solve of your problem, but would keep you alive, if you will. And furthermore, no one asked me to go to Panama with pea soup. Up front loan, so be it. When you get into the habit of sending the violet flame...
Let me interrupt. See, it wouldn't make a bit of sense to somebody like Bruce. And this is why you ones have to use some discernment about sending things out of context. We're not going to give you a whole history. We're writing these for you ones who know what's going on. Miles has, and see, Bruce won't even know who Miles is. There is one who does not need upfront money to get things processed in Panama. And he just sent P. Soup Anderson that proposal to Panama with his partner. And they feel that not only does Panama want to fund it, but they are also probably willing to put $2 million upfront money to get you started. And see, this falls on dumb ears. I mean, how do I ignorant ears. There would be no way any all of you in this room would know that. And what Jermaine is saying is nobody asked Jermaine to go. That package went off and everybody said, oh good, it's on his way to Panama. That's not the way you do it. He's going to tell you what you do. What he has just told you is what you didn't do. Got the word, everybody said, oh nice. And what he has just said is nobody asked me to go with it to make sure you get upfront money and get it approved and keep it working. Go ahead.
Let me explain. Everything you do, everyone you touch is receiving, accompanied by dark brotherhood. You ones needed light, specifically light of greater purity than the dark ones. Thank you. You each have your guides to deliver those things. These things of magnitude are brought into your attention to remind you to call forth the power, not just back it away, as of good news. Send forth on the ray beams of power. Every day replenish the power so that it sits not aside from the uncaring depths. Keep your messengers in the constant tending of these things and the conduits open. You have unlimited numbers of energies awaiting their assignments. And we, or your guides, can summon and activate them, unlimited. You need no handful of diamonds from me. You need only of a portion of what is already acceptable for your transient use. Stop now and let us transmute these things.
And I'll stop now too. Jermaine said to her, I'll show you. And so they sat for 2-3 minutes and they covered everything. Because the mind works very, very well. And if you say Tetterborn, it conjures up all sorts of images. But more than that, you are turning it over into the hands of that energy. Of all the energies up here that utilize the power of a ray, is Jermaine. You know, I may say, well, come on, drift over here on my green ray or something. The Father God has all ray, all power. And since the Father God, with all power, all ray, which is white, pure light, dwells within yourself, you can be selective. What you want to do is transmute. That means transform those paper packages into money. Am I right? So you are working on alchemy. And Jermaine was the greatest alchemist of all time. So you get the violet ray of transmutation working for you. If you want to calm a group, you call Michael. Let's get this group back in balance, Father. Please send forth the blue of Michael. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine says, use the flame. Use it, use it, use it. How better to use it than to call the master that holds it. And he will send what is required accompanying these papers that you want commuted into money. And he will go and he will touch the one who receives, who is just waiting, because the darkness knows also the minute it is dropped into the mail. And they're waiting there with those ones already trained in the darkest of all of your existence, in the money world, usually drug money, the underworld of your land. The energy receiving is probably half tainted. That does not mean your package has to become tainted, but it is going to be received, very possibly with a nudge of don't bother with that. Or they'll see a good way to make a lot of money. That's all right. You're going to pay them a lot of money. You are interested in having funds to bid. So greed will get the better of most men because you don't send out anything but support projects. And they can't get rid of their money unless they have projects to loan the money against. Don't forget it for 1 minute. But your enemies of the building of this city and the transition of this earth have already beat you there. And unless you consciously release it to one of us that we might tend it and keep on it, reaffirm it, and reaffirm it, and reaffirm it. Visualize it. See Germain doing what I did to that poor little attorney, tying him up with knots in his mouth. Because they do not use the proper power. And the power works the same for light or dark. There is no difference. No difference. And if you demand the light and Germain to take his violet flame and transmute that into money, he will see it done. You can expect to hear within 5 minutes after having finished writing this morning, the phone started ringing and already returns were coming back. Larry Skelly is a Mormon. He was the first to respond. Brother Joseph, whether you believe in Mormonism or don't, it does not matter. Joseph Smith, the man, was corrupted, as are most men. That did not make him lesser of a receiver and a prophet. And Joseph Smith had come back. He had been Moses. Well, he'd been a lot of things. I won't get off on too lineage. Doesn't matter who he was or is. The fact is Larry Skelly has chosen to follow a Mormon belief. So he puts a lot of trust in Brother Joseph. And he gets a lot of help from him. And we up here know who and which energy can give the most help to each of you. You too have an aura about you, an energy field, and you will function better under given rays of color because literally the light can be transferred into sound and color. You ones all work basically under the rays, the personal guidances of the violets and the blues. It's the nature of your building. Germain is particularly attached to the United States of America and the Americas second, the new continent. Michael attached to this world and its evolution. Isu, Jesus, Sananda, the golden energy, particularly caring of this earth planet. And they work very closely with me in my command as a fourth dimensional commander in a Pleiadian fleet. I am a fourth dimensional creature in my role in the universe. I carry all light. You are a blessed group. You can deny it, you can hide from it, you can turn it away. Doesn't make any difference. You're a blessed group. You offered, and your offer was accepted. Some prefer to call it chosen. I choose not to use the term. Accepted. For many reasons, ones come back. And your reason for coming back is to see this planet into her new dimension so that her oldness can recover. Coming back is to see this planet into her new dimension so that her oldness can't recover. Whoever brought to the attention of these ones the little pamphlet that says there are fish in the canals of Mars and your government has kept it from you, believe it. The canals were built by men very much like you. Rick Martin is a Martian, come his last way through Pleiades. As we move forward, each one will come into knowledge about who you are and why you have become a nucleus portion of this group. And now I sense it's time for me to be receiving. As I recall, Bruce will ask me questions.
Give me a clue, Commander. I've lost my chain of thought.
I do that to once. Maybe if we just start a little bit of a conversation about it. The news is exceptionally good on the money front. We need to start with these little factories and then all the ancillary things that go around a community. We have met with ones who know all about starting Fedcos, Costcos, price clubs. We will branch it out into opening with purchasing of the local better known, larger, if you will, hardware stores here that has also an attached cement operation. We're going to need those pumpers. We're going to need the processor. We will get ourselves soon down and acquainted with, etc., the Belgians who will be working with Monolith. don't discount yet the possibility that that will not come again under your management. But you see, we don't need it under your management. We need ones who know how to make cement in it. You just need to use the product. So what you don't get, don't worry about. And if it appears that something should be in one place and they sell the land, no, that was not it. It doesn't matter. One or the other. It's not important. There's plenty of land around here. I'm a little disappointed in the ones over on Capitol Hills. They can't claim belief, they claim half belief, they claim a lot of belief and no belief. I don't care what they claim. I told you the first day, we'll have the land to use as we need it, with or without them. And you're going to have a bigger problem. You've already got one with a sewer and a water system in it. And if it already belongs to you, why in the world would you put your factories over across the street on their land? Do you see? You've already got a problem. There's room for all, and ones will learn that it's better just to go along with us. It's a lot less traumatic, if that is where it has to be. But you see, we look down, and I step off those domes, and Oberle's pretty sure 440 acres will cut it. I'm telling you, that's going to really snug you right up. And you don't have the ability to grow much back into those canyons. This is not to concern you. This is to let you know we already are on top of it. This place will flower. This place will blossom. But as anything grows, it is not without pain, and it is not without care, and a lot of work. And hours and hours and hundreds of hours have gone into these proposals, and they're turning out beautifully. And they are falling into the hands of ones who wish to use them. Some are greedy. And after you get going, you can carry a lot more weight. The first one or two almost always has to be done according to their rules because you don't have much choice. But when they have been approved by three, it's the same amount of money. You go with the one that's willing to do it for free. For it is never free. You're talking 30% ownership of these businesses with the ability to purchase back. Gary Moody is not probably going to give you that option. But I'll tell you a little secret. Gary Moody is building something so similar to this that he doesn't even know it. He needs your products. And it depends on who is partial owner. You see, the ones in Panama, Switzerland, Japan, well, Japan is going to get a little more iffy. This is why you're going through money resources. The Japanese would love this, and they would take it in a moment. You're only interested in getting money before they get their tentacles into it. They're good businessmen. And I don't care. You see, I don't have the prejudice that you have. I don't care whether it's Japanese or blackness.